Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name is Alina. And I know last year I kind of told you a little bit about like the business partnerships that I had come up. So I kind of wanted to talk about it on the podcast just because I thought it's important for people to talk about in general, especially when you're thinking about starting a business and having partnerships. What does that look like? And just what does that consist of? So last year, going back, I'm trying to figure out how to say this the best way without giving away who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, you already know, but it just being mindful and professional about it. So last year, I wanted to do a business, a conjoined business. There was some people that already knew that were kind of doing something similar, and I was already, that were starting to do something similar or wanted to. And I was already operating for almost a year at that point and was like, hey, we could conjoin and do something together. Mm-hmm. So we both thought it was a really good idea. And we decided to have several meetings, put together a plan, and do this business idea together. So fast forward, we were having meetings like every single month and doing a lot of planning. And I started noticing issues with getting responses back from them for certain things because I had already had the experience in already doing this. And I already currently had an operating business of what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
I felt like I was doing most of the work. And then I would ask for certain things that I needed out of them. Because one thing when you have a partnership is that you don't get to make decisions by yourself. And I'm used to having businesses where I make all the decisions. I don't have to ask anyone for approval or ask anyone for help or anything. I think of it, I make the decision and I execute it. So one thing that kept occurring was I would say, hey, I need this, this, and this from you, or I need approval for certain things. And I would just not get a response. Mm-hmm. And then, or I would say, hey, then I started giving deadlines. I need an answer by this deadline. Mm-hmm. And then one person will respond, the other person wouldn't. So at mm-hmm. that point, I still cannot make a decision because yeah. I do not have word from both of the partners that I'm supposed to go in business with. And it just became extremely frustrating because I was one doing most of the work, scheduling all the meetings, putting everything together. And then all I'm asking you to do is give me a response or an answer for certain things that I need approval on. Mm-hmm. And you're not responding to me. So it made me feel like I was going in circles because I would start a project. I would start a portion of the project and I couldn't finish it without approval and wasn't getting a response. So I, at that point I realized, you know what, I'm doing all the work. And if they're not doing the work now, how can I foresee that they're going to do the work in the future
yeah.
and be dependable and reliable when I need them to do certain things? Mm-hmm. So I decided that we had a meeting scheduled. This had went on for maybe like 4 or 5 months mm-hmm. and probably even longer than that. And I'm the kind of person, like once I make a decision on something, I'm ready to execute it. I'm ready to go. I'm not waiting. I'm just ready. Mm-hmm. And I understand that that can be a me problem into some degree, just because I'm not patient and I don't like to wait on things. So I understand that's a me problem.
Good thing sure. in the professional industry that we're in, being sure. quick to action is a good thing.
Sure. But it's not when you have other partners and they're not like-minded in that capacity mm-hmm. because then I'm having to wait for certain things and nobody's responding to me. So I understand that can be a me problem to some degree, but at that point, I realized like, I'm not going to get what I need out of this partnership. I'm going to be doing everything. And it doesn't make sense for me to be in business with other people who aren't like-minded and who aren't going to be at the same pace that I am. Cause then at that point I'm splitting my proceeds, but I'm not splitting the work
yeah.
because I'm going to be doing all the work. And it just did not make, mm-hmm. it just did not make sense. So we had a meeting scheduled coming up and I was like, instead of just doing that meeting, I just sent them both a text and a group chat, just basically saying like, hey, I do not feel like this is going to work. I have repeatedly, you know, we keep repeating the same issues
yeah.
and I don't expect that this is going to change once we go live because it's not changing now. This is the slow yeah. season. Once we go live, it's only going to get busier and I don't want to be the one that's doing everything mm-hmm. when the whole reason you have a partnership is to take off some of that workload. Yeah. So I might as well just keep operating how I'm operating and do my own thing. And y'all can do, you know, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. One of them immediately came and apologized to me and was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I had a lot going on. And da, da, da. The other one just basically just didn't even get acknowledged and just said, I'm sorry you felt that way. Mm-hmm. And which, again, don't really care. But the reality is I'm very thankful I did not go into business with them, because other things had occurred afterwards, after I made that decision to not do business with them, mm-hmm. that I just felt was like really unprofessional. And I was like, wow, thank you God so much for not letting me go into business with these people, because it would not have been good. I literally would have been doing everything and splitting proceeds. And the whole reason we were doing this partnership was to alleviate some of the weight off of each other. Yeah. And if it wasn't already happening, then it wasn't going to happen in the future.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I think it's something that unfortunately we are not taught growing up, or even when you get into business or become an entrepreneur or have your own company. You really have to be mindful and careful about who you choose to partner with.
Absolutely. It's like it's literally like a relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend thing. Mm-hmm. It's every detail is important. Every characteristic of that person is important that you have to pay attention to.
Definitely. And I think whether it's personal or professional, who you choose to align yourself with will either push you forward or hold you back.
Agreed.
And so it's a very serious decision when you're making mm-hmm. that to see, okay, does this person not only... are they willing to work as much as I'm willing to work? But do their beliefs and systems and everything align with who I want to be? And I feel like most of the time, that's not the case. And then once in a while, you meet somebody or some buddies that, you know, you can build something beautiful with professionally or personally. But most times it's, you know, it's easy to say, oh, yes, I'll do all these things. Mm-hmm. But when it actually comes to the work, like you said.
Where are you?
You know, and that's the big ticket thing. When things are more challenging, when the workload is increased, will that person or those people actually show up, or will they just ghost you or not do anything? And then you're carrying all those things on your own. It's just, we need to think about it more.
I agree. And then I had another instance last year where some really, really good friends of mine were like, they had been telling me for years, Alina, I really want to do a business with you, da 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 da. And I was like, okay. I really don't want to, like, I really don't like to do business with people. And I have mm-hmm. already had that mindset. So when I'm making a decision to be like, okay, I'm willing to do a business with you, or I'm willing to go into business with you, it's a big thing for me, because I just don't, I know I can, if I know I'm capable of doing it myself mm-hmm. and I don't want anyone else involved. And for him, he was like, you just want to, you know, he didn't say hog all the money, but you just don't want to split anything. I said, it's honestly not about that. I don't want to have to, if I don't feel like you're going to alleviate some of the weight off of me, mm-hmm. then it's not about the money. I don't want to go to business with you. I just don't care that much to go into yeah. business with you. And eventually, you know, we talked about it for years. And then finally last year, I was like, you know what? You've been hounding me for years about it. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Here's the business idea I want to do. I've been saying it for years. I haven't started it yet because I don't have the time to start it, but I'm willing to do it with you.
Yeah.
If you're willing to contribute 50-50, not money, I mean, monetary, sure, whatever. But I'm also talking about your time, your energy, yeah. your efforts, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm willing to do it with you. He said, okay, sounds good. So we scheduled a meeting we had a conversation maybe that Monday, scheduled a meeting for that Wednesday to talk about all the logistics. And he canceled on me the same day and said, hey, I'm going to need to reschedule. I said, okay. And he said, I'll get back to you on another date. I said, okay, no problem. Week went by. Didn't hear from him. Another week went by. Didn't hear from him. After the first week, I didn't hear from him. I already started the business idea. Mm-hmm. I already started working on it. And then like 3 or 4 weeks later, he calls me and said, hey, we're ready to schedule that meeting. I said, no, sir. If you were truly interested in doing this, you should have scheduled another meeting with me the day we got off the phone or the day after. But for mm-hmm. you to call me 4 weeks later, you think I'm going to sit around and wait on you to be ready? Mm-hmm. You didn't say, hey, let me get back to you. Hey, let me schedule a date further. You didn't say any of that thing. You just said, he said, let me just get back to you. I'm supposed to wait 3 years for you to get back to me. I don't know what that means. I don't know when you're going to get back to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person, like when I'm ready for something, I'm immediately going to start and I'm going to, the wheels are going to start turning. Like I've already started planning. I've already started doing all these things. So I said, I no longer need your help mm-hmm. because the whole point of this partnership was for you to alleviate some of the weight off of me and contribute 50-50. And you can even do that with the first meeting. You can even commit to the first meeting or have enough respect to call me back to reschedule it. You thought I was going to sit around and wait for you to reschedule it 3 or 4 weeks later. And it would have been fine if you rescheduled the meeting 3 or 4 weeks later, but it's the silence for 3 to 4 weeks. And then you just call me back thinking I'm going to be sitting around waiting on you. No, that's not how things work. No. So in that moment, I was like, okay, I can't go to business with you. That's not that. If we're already starting this way, it's not going to be a good partnership. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, even if you took 3 to 4 weeks, you could have already been planning and working on things. But no, you didn't. You wanted to set up another meeting and just start from square one again. And again, the whole reason I agreed to go into partnership with you is for you to contribute. And if you're not even contributing starting working on things, you're waiting for me to work on things. And I don't need someone to wait on me. I need someone that has my mindset to already begin doing things. Because if you're waiting on me, you're always going to need me. And I don't need you to need me. I need you to be able to function and do things on your own.
Yeah, because if somebody is saying that they're going to be in a partnership with you, but then you're the one doing all the work, contributing all the finances, taking care of everything, it's not a partnership. They're literally riding on your coattails for free.
Literally.
They're benefiting from you, but there's no no mutual benefit.
Agreed.
And so I think perhaps some people's ideas of partnerships vary. But I mean, everything that you've said reminds me of two different scenarios. One where I had hired somebody who they'd initially wanted to be 50-50 in partnership, but their contribution was probably less than 15%.
Contribution in monetary wise?
Just in anything, in anything. But they were thinking, well, you know, I want it to be 50-50 to where I get 50% of all your proceeds. I said, well, I mean, in theory, that's a great idea, but are you going to be contributing to the business equally like I am? Are you going to be working the hours that I work? And of course, the answer to that was no. But they were upset that
they weren't. Why do you think you deserve 50?
Exactly. You know, if you're working very much part-time, not contributing anything to the business or barely, and you think you're going to get 50%, I would be a bad business owner to give away half of my business for someone who's only contributing 10 or 15%.
Agreed.
And the other thing it reminds me of is back in the day, before we started this podcast, I had some conversations with someone around doing a podcast, and they honestly just ghosted me on it. Luckily, I'd met you right around that time. And then when I told you the idea, literally 1 week later.
Like, I don't play. I was like,
okay.
If I'm in, I'm in. If I'm out, I'm out.
And I'm thankful for that because it's a much better fit anyway. But I was just thinking, like, I was waiting for weeks and months for this other person. And Alina, 1 week, she was like, we're going to do it. We should schedule a meeting. You know, and then at the meeting, she already had, like, branding, everything. And so it makes a difference when the other party is excited and contributing in an equal way.
Correct.
Versus just trying to take and benefit from you without giving anything in return.
Agreed. And the one thing I love about us, and which I've noticed is so important in business, is someone who doesn't need, is having a partner, is having a partner who doesn't need you all the time. Mm-hmm. Like like when we prepare these podcasts, we can literally sit down and be like, oh, you can tell me your ideas. I can tell you my ideas. And we collaborate together.
Correct.
It's not like me sitting here. Oh, I've got all these ideas and you're waiting on me to give you these ideas. You're already contributing and ready to go before we even sit down. We both are. Versus other partnerships I've dealt with before, they're waiting on me. I don't need you to wait on me. I need you to have your own mind. I need you to have your own mindset. I need you I need you to be able to think without me, because at that point I no longer need the partnership. I feel like I'm already having to do that all the time. I literally need someone who is capable of initiating and executing things without having to think. And it's not even run them by me. Like, sure. Hey, what do you think of this idea? Okay, cool. But I need you to have a mind of your own.
Yeah, definitely.
And that alone it's so hard to find in someone. It's someone having a mind of their own that they don't constantly have to ask you, like, should I do this? What do I do about this? Da, 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 da. Every now and then is okay, but I need you to be able to execute and do things on your own.
Mm-hmm. It's the difference between someone being an NPC versus a main character. Can they motivate themselves? Can they think creatively? Can they problem solve?
Yes, problem solving. That's what it is.
Are they thinking about ways to further their business or the collaboration that you're doing? Because otherwise, it's just, they end up being a weight. And it sounds terrible, but it's true. And even the times where maybe someone is not malicious or intentionally trying to, if you're not aligned and where you want to go in your future, that person or that partnership will still hold you back. And so it's hard conversations you have to have, but actually it's better to do it up front than investing with somebody for 6 months, 1 year, 10 years, whatever the case. And then realizing you didn't ask the tough questions up front, and now you have to start from scratch.
Agreed.
Or undo the partnership.
Agreed.
And so now that you've been through a couple different scenarios, what are some things you look for now when you're considering a partnership with somebody?
And you literally said it. It's someone with the ability to problem solve, and who is quick on their feet, mm-hmm. and be able to resolve into in the someone who's able to problem solve and is quick on their mm-hmm. feet and the ability to resolve issues pretty quickly, yeah. or be creative and figure out things on their own without having to constantly call me and ask me to figure it out for them. It's one mm-hmm. thing to call me for your advice and whatever, but it's another thing when you already have a solution to that problem and you're calling me for advice to do it versus me, first you calling me to just give you a solution to the problem. That's very frustrating for me, because I've worked so hard on my mentality mm-hmm. to be able to be quick on my feet and to yeah. be able to problem solve on my own. And I teach my team that all the time because they're constantly coming to me, asking me questions. And I'm like, what would you do? Mm-hmm. Tell me what you would do. And I'll give you my opinion because I want you to have the ability to problem solve. And number one, it's a lot less on me when you have that ability because you're not calling me and texting me all the time, asking me how or what should I do, da, 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 because you've trained your mind to be able to problem solve. That is one key characteristic that so few people have that I've noticed just over my time and people that I've hired, fired, worked mm-hmm. with, whatever. Like problem solving is the most important thing to me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that wraps up our time for today. Thank you for joining us and for listening. We will release a new episode every Wednesday. You can watch us on YouTube or social media or listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for watching.